Alrighty, well, every week we always like to get guests join us for the official opposition of the NDP here on the Trending 55 Hot Seat. We're pleased to be joined on the line right now by the NDP's advanced education critic, David Egan, who joins us right now. I guess, first of all, sir, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Pleasure. Thanks for calling me.
Well, the main thing we wanted to talk about today is we saw the announcement the other day where a lot of the big universities in this province, the U of A, the U of C, and the U of L, have all decided that they're going to kind of extend their online learning for a few weeks longer than they initially planned, because of the rise in COVID cases with Omicron and whatnot. Why don't we start with your sort of reaction to that news there?
Well, it's very frustrating because we know that this cycle of opening and closing our colleges and universities is not conducive to good learning or to a good learning environment, quite frankly. And, we need to try to invest in ways to make our colleges and universities safer, right? This is a perfect opportunity to make sure that when we do go back to in-person learning, that we do so in a safe way.
And you talked a little bit, how they're in, they're out, and that's kind of sort of affected learning. But do you think it's possible that, some students' sort of mental health has sort of been affected here? Again, just the constant back and forth and, maybe not having as much interaction with classmates as they would normally get?
Oh, for sure. We know that going to college is all about learning your subject area, but it's also, being in that environment of being with colleagues, interacting with staff and so forth. And, so this whole idea of not investing in the safety of our schools, our colleges and universities is, it's really getting, it's really frustrating, quite frankly. And, the UCP government needs to make an investment to make sure that our colleges and universities are safe. I heard Jason Kenney talking about COVID last week on the news. He didn't say one single word about our colleges and universities, which need an investment in safety just as much as any other part of our society.
And we talk about the things for making the colleges' campuses safer. What are kind of, some things that you think the province should possibly do on that front?
Well, for sure, I think making sure there's a supply of N95 masks for all students and staff in our colleges and universities is, I think, there's no question, right? We know that N95 masks are demonstrably better, right, at dealing with an airborne disease like COVID. And we know that if the UCP government would choose to purchase N95 masks, that they could get them at a very affordable rate. And, this would be an excellent investment to making sure that we have in-person learning in our schools.
And when it comes to, as we mentioned, it's kind of a sort of that constant in and out of, in-class learning and online learning. In addition to the post-secondary schools, we've also seen that, the K-12 level. And I'm curious, with you being the former education minister for this province, how long do you think this kind of the effects of the last couple of years and this constant, in and out stuff? Do you think there's any going to be sort of, long-term ramifications from this?
Well, for sure, we need to make sure that we invest in our students, our young students, to make sure that they catch up, right? And so, that takes resources and it takes investment. We saw the UCP government take millions out of our K-12 system, millions out of our post-secondary system at a very time when we have a crisis in education due to COVID. So, to make sure that young kids are catching up, right, and getting those basic skills in mathematics and communication, reading and writing is going to be crucial. So I can't stress enough how now is not the time to make these cuts to education generally, post-secondary and K-12. We need to invest in the future. Otherwise, we'll pay later, quite frankly, right? If you have a generation of young people who did not have access to quality education, then you will pay exponentially more in the future as a society.
Finally, whenever we have guests join us here in the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we also like to throw in a little personal question or two, show that, hey, these politicians are people too. Now, when it comes to you, David, of course, we are a few weeks into the new year here. I'm curious, are you one of those guys who likes to make the whole New Year's resolutions? And if so, what's on your, resolution for this year?
Yeah, I try to. I mean, this year I'm making sure that I get proper exercise, so I've been going out pretty much since the weather broke, skiing every day, cross-country skiing, and it's great, right? As you get older, you need to make sure that you keep that muscle tone, and if it's been really cold, like today, I get up really early and go to go to the gym when there's nobody there. And so, yeah, that's kind of my resolution. We'll see. We'll see how far it gets, I guess. Skiing will go until the snow melts anyway.
Well, we do get plenty of snow up here, so maybe we'll send some down your ways one of these days. Anyhow, NDP Advanced Education Critic David Egan, thanks for joining us here today.
Hey, you bet. Thanks a lot.